Shabbat Shalom, everyone. This is Apostle Prophet Elisheva Eliyahu, the leader of AmightyWind.com ministry, and we have been online for 25 years today. I'm the one that Abba Yahweh chose to give birth to this ministry, and I've held the domain name that long, but the ministry started long ago. Now I've introduced myself for those of you who don't know me. This is a Messianic Jewish ministry, as I have said. There is a false prophecy going around, and it is by the man who calls himself Apostle Prophet. No, not Apostle. Prophet Ezra from Israel. He doesn't call himself an apostle. Prophet Ezra from Israel. And he has prophesied that on April 19th, 2019, that there will be 3 days and nights of darkness, and that the portal of hell, the bottomless pit of hell, is going to open up at the same time, and demons shall flow forth that will encompass the whole world, and they will attack the people and kill the people, and so many people will die. So therefore, you must stay in your houses, and you must make sure you don't look out the window. Make sure you cover the windows, and if anyone knocks on the door, make sure you do not open it. Now be prepared, he says. It may last as long as 7 days and nights. And make sure you have your medicine with you. He also goes on to say that if you don't know Yahushua Mashiach, whom some call Jesus Christ, but in Hebrew that is the name, then what will you do? How will you protect yourself during that time? So you better get right with Yahushua. Now, that sounds all good about getting right with Yahushua. The only thing is, let's examine the fruit of this man. You see, if first of all, I lay my reputation down of 25 years, I will admit before the world I am a false prophet if this happens. I will give an apology if this happens. I've been given thousands of prophecies and 1,000 within the last 3 years alone. And this man is no ordinary man. This man, Satan, now has a hold of that is my husband. Well, he was my husband. I really don't know anymore because lightness and darkness does not go together. But on October 2nd, 2016, we were married and he was the most holy man. And he was the most loving man. And we work side by side with one another. And I was recently told on March 30th, 2019, on a Shabbat, that I had to take him up to Mount Carmel and expose him as a false prophet of Baal because he's gone so far away from everything that is holy, even preaching and leading people to another God. The spirit, the demon of insanity entered in with the demon of rebellion. And he is from Israel. He was born and raised there. But the Orthodox Judaism and the Kabbalah got a hold of him again. He was preaching it behind my back. February 24th, Yahushua told me that I was to remove him as part of the leadership. But we were separated since December 3rd. And I've not spoken to him since. Instead, some very evil, wicked people have got a hold of his mind. And they went so far into reprobate, so far into the third eye being open. They convinced him to open his. Don't ever do that, people. You are an open invitation to every demon, for the demon of insanity to come in you, for you to have illusions and delusions that you are even seeing heaven, and you are even a god. This is where we're at right now. The Bible says that we are to judge one another by the fruit. Now, don't go try and judge someone if you're living in sin, for only the righteous shall judge righteously. That is a word of Yahweh. That is a word in the Bible. So when you hear this prophecy, do not come to amightywind.com to judge it. Because when he was there, he was truly, truly a blessing in all ways to me. But he started speaking forth and calling me a disobedient wife. I refused to submit to him because I would not allow him to be the head of the ministry. When again and again and again I repeated, only Abba Yahweh, Yahushua, and the Ruach HaKodesh is the head of this ministry. We are but co-leaders. We only take our orders from heaven. Whenever you hear of anyone prophesy, do not get in fear, because the Bible says his true prophets are subject to another prophet. This is his first prophecy. When he was in Israel, he told me, Elisheva, I'm so afraid to give a false prophecy. And I told him, when the time comes, I will know whether or not it's a prophecy from heaven. In 2018, he said to me, Elisheva, do you know there's a special place in hell for false prophets? And I said, no, I did not know that. He said, there is. And then the last thing he told me is, Elisheva, out of the seven spirits of God, the one thing I do not want to lose is a fear of Yahweh. And I said, why would you even think you would? I believe now he already had, and he was feeling it. In the last 3 months of 2018, things started going really bad. And I just want to tell you some of the fruits. If you believe this prophecy, that on Passover, April 19th, Passover 2019, Prophet Ezra from Israel warns you of what I have just quoted his prophecy. I'm going to make this really quick. Abba Yahweh on March 30th, 2019, gave him the most fierce, rebuking prophecy that came forth out of my lips, warning him that he is one toe away from complete blasphemy. This is the fruit of his spirit now, where he once was so anointed and holy. This is where Satan can bring you. When you get in complete rebellion and you listen to fallen angels and you open that third eye so every demon can enter into you, they literally start controlling your mind. I can guarantee you with all that is within me, April 19th, 2019, Passover, nothing will happen. But this man now believes the most arrogant, lies sent from hell. He's so full of rebellion. His third eye is open. He only wanted to gather with the visionaries that were laying a banquet table before him like Satan. The arrogance and the pride and the narcissist and rebellion and the Kabbalah and the demon of idolatry. He is so demon-possessed now. He believes his body is filled with heavenly gems. He believes that he no longer has human DNA, but he has the Creator, Yahweh, the Ancient of Days, DNA. He believes that he is attached to Yahushua's rib. He believes this. And I shake my head, and I do not even know how any of this happened. The people surrounding him now, once had died for salvation, and now they fell so far into rebellion by opening that third eye and letting every vision come in, every illusion. They built him up and they worship him, or they say they do, but really they want to make him a sacrifice because they know they're going to hell. But he has one last chance. You must test the spirit that speaks. Does it line up with the word of Yahweh? Does it line up with the holy scriptures? And no, it does not. The bottomless pit doesn't open up until Revelation 11 when the weapon is used against the two witnesses. The bottomless pit does not open up until the locusts come out of it. These are two examples. And again, in the book of Revelation, I have over 140 posted prophecies. And I have been prophesizing since I was a teen, and I have been ministering that long. I'm an apostle, a prophet, and a pastor, and this is an international ministry, and no prophecy I've ever given has been proved wrong, and we have proof behind the prophecies to prove it. Oh, this man. I do not know how he could have fell so far. Like I said, Abba Yahweh says he's one toe. One toe. Just one toe. If you can see, like in a race of a marathon racers, and they're running, getting ready to run a race, only this time it's the evil behind the mark on the ground. And you know, if a runner gets started too soon, they're disqualified. Well, he is behind the bloodline so far. So he can still get forgiveness, even though he's leading people to another goddess. And by the goddess's name, by the way, is your Yuria. He no longer wants to go by the Trinity because I told him he couldn't be the head of the ministry. So therefore, I took him out of all leadership on February 24th, 2019. So therefore, he had to go make up another God. So he calls it the Quad. It's supposed to be the only begotten daughter of Yah. But what an insult. I call her the goddess of Yuren. Don't laugh. It's a component of Yuren. And then we look in the search engine, we find out it's also a Greek goddess. And yes, it's got to do with the females. This man has gone so far over the line that he truly believes that he has gone to heaven. And in heaven, excuse me, it's very emotional for me. This is not someone, this is someone that I loved at one time. After Abba Yahweh, Yahushua, and Emiya, I loved him. We have our love story all over the internet. You will see our faces all over the internet. And when you see him, you see in Caleb the holy part of him. In Hebrew, it means whole heart. And when he was the best, he was the very best. And now he's the worst. And if people believe him, they will be saying the salvation prayer for one purpose. And that's so that they do not have to fear the 3 days and nights of darkness and the bottomless pit open up and demons coming and descending all over the world to be able to kill people. But what happens after April 19th? What happens when Passover passes? He's still here, and the portal to heaven did not open up, and he was not raptured as the elder bride. What happens to those people? They will be so furious. They will feel like they were tricked into saying a salvation prayer. They have every right to be angry. But they should not have said that prayer for that reason. They should not have put their faith in mere man. They should have looked it up in the Bible to see whether it was scripture. This prophet Ezra of Israel, as he calls himself, that I once gave him that name because he just couldn't wait until Abba Yahweh would have given him the prophecy. Instead, he wasn't satisfied with stirring the gift of prophecy up within me and being my prayer covering. And so Satan filled him with false prophecy. And then he didn't stop there. He had to convince him. So therefore, he, with his third eye open, he's seen a delusion, an illusion. But he believes he went to heaven, and he believes Yahushua had a coronation for him and crowned him king of the earth and told him that he would be exalted of all the earth by all the people of earth. And Yahushua offered up all of his gems and jewels and said, Ezra, take whatever it is that you want. His real name is Erez Yotam. In prophecy that was given to me on Shabbat on March 30th. It's going to be before the whole world. He receives a most fierce rebuke. As a creator, Abba Yahweh warns that he has believed nothing but lies. He had better stop leading people to another false goddess. He's one toe away from complete blasphemy. And when you blaspheme, there is no more hope. You have crossed the bloodline of no return, no mercy, no grace from the cross, from the blood that flowed through Yahushua. And he will go to hell. And that's what the devil wants, for him to die right now so he can take him to hell. He believes that he was crowned king and ruler of all the elements of the world. And it's Satan who crowned him and mocked him when he wanted that third eye open. And then the devil can control your mind. He is eating the lies sent from hell to take not just himself to hell, but everyone who will believe him. He must repent for the arrogance and the pride. He is so demon-possessed now. For I know his body is not filled with heavenly gems, and yet he claims it is. I've seen his x-rays. I've seen his blood tests. I know that Yahweh has said that is a lie when he claims that is human, that he no longer has human DNA for his blood. He has Yahweh's DNA. That would make him Lord God Almighty. He is but a human. And if you don't get back to the cross, the blood of Yahushua, he will go to hell. For we all are just barely saved. We all work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. He also believes he has attached Yahushua's rib. And we know that that is not true. No one is. Yahweh has cursed his blood, where once before he protected him from a deadly disease. Yahweh warns him to repent and confess and redeem this evil. I'm telling you, it's not just him. It is those that surround him, and one of the names is Devorah. Her name is Christina. And she's definitely of the Gunther family. The other one is Shenya. In Asia, she was called Lily, but in Hebrew, she's called Hannah. She's definitely of the Pooh family. And I say that for a purpose. This is going to be on a YouTube video. He has called down plagues upon me, where once he only showered me with love, sang songs of love to me, dedications of love. No one could have done this in the world. Satan couldn't do it. No one could do it. It had to be by his own hand, with arrogance and pride, and with a narcissist spirit. And now he's one step from throwing his salvation away because he insists on believing false lies from hell, given to him from fallen angels. His third eye makes him believe it. Because you see, when a third eye is open, please, people, don't go anywhere near this. It's a demon of illusion will be mixed with insanity, and you will be filled with every kind of demon. And don't let anyone convince you. Don't let any music convince you. Stay away. Run away from all of this. You'll turn into a shapeshifter. That's a fallen angel. So this is what I have to say to you, making it very, very short. You never worship anyone but the Holy Trinity. You do not accept any prophecy as truth if it isn't backed up with the Holy Scriptures. When anyone gives a dateline and it passes, you call them out and you let everyone know they are a false prophet. When April 19th passes, what will he do? All I know is there's a Caleb inside of him that is one tiny part. It's a holy side of him. He has a split personality now. That's what Satan does. And the Kabbalah demons he was born with in Israel. 90% of Israel is in the Kabbalah. He is the one who told me so. You have to remember, he was co-leader of this ministry. He taught the truth. He baptized in the Holy Trinity's name. We teach his sacred Hebrew names. I do not know how far and fast he fell within the last 3 months of 2018. I know it was very quickly. He is worse than a false prophet. He believes he is God, and all the world will exalt him. And Yahushua, all the world doesn't even exalt him. Only a remnant will even worship him or obey him. He said if the world had all loved us, then he would have been loved. But because the world hated him, the majority, then we will be hated and persecuted for his name's sake, for the prophet. And we, the people, are not greater than our master. We follow and believe in Yahushua. And Yahushua said, why do you say you love me and not obey me? How can you call me Lord and not obey me? Is another version. We must be commandment keepers. We have the Ruach HaKodesh within us to lead us and guide us and show us right from wrong. And when you sin, quickly get up and repent. Don't stay in it. He refused to repent. He has one last chance to repent. And when you will know when he does, and this one who gives his false prophecy at Torah keepers, he's going to have to give a public apology. Because he's publicly manipulated people with fear. I've given one prophecy with a dateline. You can go to my YouTube channel, Yaz Lady IN Red. Yaz Lady IN Red. Yah, because I belong to Yahweh. Lady, because that's what I am. And red for the blood and the name of Yahushua. That I am blood bought and blood washed under the new blood covenant. There is no salvation in the old. And go and look underneath Donald Trump popping like popcorn. I had to go out on that limb and I had to give the first date setter. And when it looked like he was losing, oh, did Satan beat me up, calling me a false prophet. But I sure praised Yahushua top of my lungs when he won. And please keep him in prayer. For he really is outnumbered. And those who belong to Yahushua should realize he really wants the best for America. And he's doing the best he can to protect the rights of those who call themselves Christians. So what I have to say to you one more time very quickly, do not fear Prophet Ezra of Israel. Do not fear the 3 days and nights of darkness that he has prophesied in the bottomless pit opening up and the portal of heaven opened up. He's not going anywhere unless it's a blue beam rapture. If you want to know what that is, again, go to my channel. Go to my YouTube channel. And you will see. I know that Abba Yahweh has the male part of this ministry that will join me very quickly now. This man has one chance to run to the cross of Yahushua, to admit that he is not a God, to repent for leading others to who I mockingly call the goddess of urine. This is not funny, people. This 5G, this voice to skull, the government uses and targets the holy people. I really believe that targeted him. They know who he is. And they know if they could separate us, they would have access to his brain. It's a satellite beam that comes from heaven, when heaven, from the sky, not heaven. Let me do that again. It's a satellite beam that comes from the sky and will target your brain with your biometrics. Don't be foolish and give your fingerprint and your voice scan on your smartphone. I have another whole prophecy that hasn't even been released on that. They're going to use that camera. They will use those fingerprints. They will accuse you of crimes who belong to Yahushua that you haven't done. But they will say your fingerprints were there. Your face was shown there. Your biometric data was there. Oh, people, do not receive the mark of the beast. Please come to amightywind.com. Please, will you read the prophecies? They are the end time prophecies. And I'm also the leader of the Asia branch of A Mighty Wind Ministry, as well as many other languages like Polish and French and Spanish. Well, French and African and in 50 different languages of prophecies have been put, as well as a book. How Eve was made in the image of the Ruach HaKodesh. Whose image do you think a woman was made in? Why do you think she's called Mother Wisdom? All you have to do is read Prophecy 89 and 90 at amightywind.com and test it for yourself. See if you cannot back it up with the scriptures already in KJV. They just wanted to call the Holy Spirit a he and left out the S. And she, Ruach HaKodesh, is the one who put Yahushua gently and lovingly in a virgin womb called Mary, in Hebrew, Miriam. I am a Jew. I'm not ashamed of it. I have prophecies to Israel. I need the man to come forth who was born and raised in Israel to take the place of the man, of the one in Ezra now who's false prophesizing and leading people to a false God. I don't know whether he'll cross that line of blaspheming, but I do need, I do know that Abba Yahweh knows. I need the male part of this ministry. So I have to make this very quick and let you know it's 30 minutes. And so do not be afraid of the prophecy that's coming forth. Yes, there will eventually be 3 days and nights of darkness. But remember this, in the time of Moses, the children of Israel had light. The Egyptians had the darkness. When you belong to Yahushua, why would it be any different? He is the guiding light. He is the eternal light. If nothing else, the holy angels will light up your house. The demons are not allowed in that house. Question any prophecy that doesn't tell you that. Back it up with the holy scriptures. That's what I have to say. Yahushua bless you. I love you in Yahushua. If you are interested in this video and it's been a blessing to you and relieves your mind, remember when an EMP even hits, it's not the gross demonic darkness where the bottomless pit of hell is going to open up and demons will go out and attack and kill. It's a different kind of darkness. The demonic darkness will be a darkness you can actually feel with your hands if you belong to Satan. Why would Yahushua do that to those who worship him? The bride of Yahushua? He wouldn't. So if this is a blessing, please give it a thumbs up and please subscribe to me. YouTube has done a real number on me. They do not want to have anyone holy to preach the news, and especially someone who is a prophet, to preach the testimony of Yahushua, the New Blood Covenant. So I look forward to hearing from you. Come and see. Today is our birthday. Today is a birthday of not just me, but the birthday of a Mighty Wind Ministry, 25 years on the internet. Please come to amightywind.com. Please come at the contact form. Introduce yourself. And as you sign that guest book, just know whatever blessing you write in that guest book will be recorded in heaven. This is a promise Abba Yahweh has given for all those who worship and serve Yahushua and who strive each day to be the bride of Yahushua. Come and listen to the new revelations. Please come and read Prophecy 89 and 90. See if you will not be blessed. Yahushua bless you. Again, I'm just someone who's trying to sound the alarm so the people of this world will not be in fear. And please pray that the one called Ezra, that he will be delivered of all the demons within him. He will run back to the cross of Calvary again, to Yahushua's shed blood, and ask to be washed clean again, and ask to be delivered of every demon. And ask Yahushua to close that third eye. Ask Yahushua to be that Caleb that he once was. Otherwise, pray for a new Caleb to come forth. I need him quickly. I have prophecies that must be put up, and I need to have a mighty spiritual prayer warrior, a holy man of Yah, to be able to cover me and do all that the other Caleb did. In Yahushua's name, I pray blessings upon you. For all who worship and love Yahushua, remember, test the spirit that speaks to the prophecies. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, something is established. And when it does not come to pass, don't be afraid to call them out and warn others. This is what I say in Yahushua's name. Amen's name. Amen's name.